Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 24, 2023. Why do people prefer loneliness? Question. According to statistics, the level of cardiovascular diseases in single people is much higher than in those who are connected by some kind of good ties with others. The same goes for stress. There are a lot of psychosomatic diseases that are associated with loneliness. Why do people choose to live alone anyway? Answer, because it seems to them that such a life can be calmer. In the morning I get up, take a shower, make myself a coffee, go to work, come home from work, everything is normal, fine. I can have lunch at work, watch TV after work, or go to the cinema. But the fact is that we are not created to be alone. After all, we were created to live in a family. And a family is at least one more person. And here, we cannot escape from ourselves. From CabTV's Kabbalah in the Modern Turbulent World, August 3, 2023. A vehicle for Kedusha, holiness. But if one wants to learn the wisdom, to know how to crown the Creator and how to serve Him with intention and sanctify one's 248 organs and make them a vehicle for the Kedusha, holiness, this is called the glory of kings, how to crown and serve Him. In that case, delve in the matter, concerning learning the wisdom of Kabbalah, article number 189, Rabash. A vehicle for Kedush is the highest system of governance. We have to raise everything that is given to us for correction. Even if we do not think about it, it will still rise automatically. Question. How can you complete the correction and make it overturn as if the Reshimot had been exhausted? Answer. There are still many Reshimot, spiritual information records, that need to be corrected. And we have to do it. Every minute we must renew our work on the connection between us and on the request to the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, August 4, 2023. Revealing the glory of His kingship. The function of the screen. Question. In paragraph 14 of Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, Baal HaSulam introduces a new term, screen or masak. What is a screen and what is its function? Answer, the screen is a condition that I attract the upper light and fill with it only to the extent that I enjoy it, not for my own sake, but for the sake of others, outsiders, because in this case, I become not a receiver, but a giver. The science of Kabbalah tells about how to attract the upper light and start receiving it with the help of bestowal. Such receiving is not considered receiving, since it is equivalent to bestowal, and at the same time, I feel myself in the same way as the Creator, who gives to me, feels. In other words, the screen is an anti-egoistic property that allows me to protect my desire from the pleasure coming from the Creator. From CabTV's Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, July 30, 2023. Family union from a spiritual point of view. Question. What is this inner human need a person has for someone else to live next to him? It is not just the satisfaction of some material needs, for example, food or laundry. What is there in this that a person may not notice? Answer. We are created like this. In principle, nature had some kind of purpose, in which both the male and female parts of man existed together. Then this purpose became split into separate parts, male and female. Therefore, we still need the female part because it cannot be together with the male in the same body. That is the way we exist. Not only we, but also inanimate, vegetative, and animate nature are built on the same principle. Question. In Kabbalah, we study that a man must necessarily have a female part next to him. Previously, Kabbalists did not allow a man to study at all if he was not married. Why were there such restrictions? Answer, if a man is not married, then, according to Kabbalah, he is considered an incomplete person. That is, he has no expression through the female part, through the female side. A woman cannot help him in his spiritual advancement. And it is all the more important for a woman to have a man because without a man she cannot advance spiritually. In principle, we can say that they are in the same condition, they are necessary for each other precisely for spiritual advancement, so that by yielding to and understanding each other, they could correct themselves. From CabTV's Kabbalah in the Modern Turbulent World, August 3, 2023. Unidentified black box mechanism. Question. In the learning process of artificial intelligence, the mechanism of the black box is completely preserved in it. If before a person created computers, he clearly knew it was a microcircuit, an algorithm, there is a cause and effect, and everything goes along the chain and leads to some result. A person understood the whole scheme. When training artificial intelligence, the structure of neural networks is modeled. At the first level, a huge amount of information is loaded into it, trillions of data. After that, something happens in it, like in a black box. Do neural networks themselves line up inside the black box? Answer, yes, this is the point at which we do not own data and information. Comment, this information is located precisely inside the black box, and a person does not know what is happening there both in relation to himself and in relation to his creation. He just gets some result that statistically satisfies him more. My response, in general, a lot of questions arise here. How do we choose the result? Do we choose intuitively or because it is inherent in us, that such a result is closer to us and we agree to live with it, but with another one, no way. That is, there is a big problem here in the person himself, not in the machine, not in what it chooses, but in the person who chooses. Therefore, many questions still remain open. But I think that in the coming years, we will begin to understand this more. I do not know when we can solve this, but we will be able to understand. From CabTV's Kabbalah Express, July 31, 2023. I am not a politician. Comment, when you started teaching, you taught your students pure Kabbalah without any examples. But in recent years, it seems like you have moved in a direction that is pro-political. My response, no, it has nothing to do with politics. To me, talking to socialists, liberals, Democrats, or anyone else is all the same. These are little human toys. I tell them how they should use the current state of nature, which they are completely powerless against and do not understand, and that they must acquire a completely different approach to life in this world. What difference does it make to me who they are? It is not politics. Politics is if I stand between them. But I do not get involved in that. Maybe it looks that way because people are used to calling anyone who talks about the state of the world and society a politician. But I am definitely not a politician. To me, they are all absolutely the same. Lost sheep who have always acted according to their egoism. And today, they are not able to govern our world because another additional force has emerged in the world, the altruistic force. So, something must be done. So I explain to them how? I simply talk about what I see in the world without leaning toward one side or another or a third. Absolutely. Because no one will solve anything in this anyway. The solution can only come through correcting our attitude toward the world, toward nature. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Kabbalah, Politics and Religion, September 3, 2011. New Life 254. Stereotypes and Judgment. Dr. Michael Leitman in conversation with Aaron Levi and Telman Delbaum Ben Moshe. What is the mechanism that causes people to label others according to external appearance? What is the origin of the need to make comparisons between people? How is it possible to deal with this phenomenon? The tendency to label everything is natural. Without internal images, I cannot absorb reality. Our ego constantly forces us to compare people, he is more, he is less. We continually approach and distance ourselves from others. We have an internal archive, and every new thing is absorbed in us through comparison with existing images. It is difficult for us to connect with people because of stigmas, but it is necessary to understand why nature created us this way. Today I depend upon others, and I must rise above the images. Societal opinion can change the existing images. I naturally see others as being less than me. In workshops for connection between different types, we can learn not to invalidate anyone. How much do we depend upon this despicable egoistic perception in which we relate to others according to their clothing? How can we develop closeness between us and feel connected? Does the connection of our hearts depend upon the unique character of each one of us? How can we complement each other to become one whole? When we stop seeing different characters, a desire for connection arises in each one. Merely visiting and becoming familiar with sectors that are different from you will not help. Rather, it is necessary to transcend all the differences between us. Personal stereotypes disturb and fail us in life. You can get rid of them if the importance of connecting with others is elevated above personal importance. Personal negative feelings are left below and everyone rises to the point of connection, to warmth and happiness. Love covers all transgressions, Proverbs 10:12. From CAB TV's New Life 254, Stereotypes and Judgment, November 15, 2013. This summary was written and edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what should I do to be at peace? We can achieve peace by raising ourselves to become human in the fullest sense of the term. The word for human in Hebrew is Adam, and it stems from the same linguistic root as the word for similar, Dome. It means that a human being is one who is similar to the upper force of love and bestowal. We are born in our world opposite to that state, as egoists who prioritize self-benefit at the expense of others and nature. The more we develop and grow as egoists, the more we deviate from balance with nature, the upper force of love and bestowal. That is the cause of every problem and crisis we experience in our lives. Achieving peace thus involves transforming ourselves from being opposite to the upper force to becoming similar to it. That is, to becoming a human being, Adam. By undergoing this transformation, we then come down the system of nature we exist in, and our problems accordingly disappear. Outside of our egoistic approach to reality, nature is at peace, balancing between plus and minus, harming and good doers, and through those two forces, we create a balance between them. If we wish to use both forces to come closer to each other and to the upper force of love and bestowal, we will then discover how the world we live in is indeed peaceful. It is all up to a shift in our attitude to each other. Based on the video How to Be at Peace with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.